A startup advertising company recently took flight over the Strip with a new strategy to target customers in Las Vegas. But the federal government could have the last say about their plans because the company is using drones. Raj Singh is a 19-year-old with a big dream that is becoming a reality. He's the founder of DroneCast, and he's looking to fill the sky above the Strip with advertising drones. He joins us now. Raj Singh, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You have said that Amazon's plan to use drones to deliver books and other consumer goods influenced you to start your own business. So why use drones to advertise?
So after seeing Amazon's pitch for drone use for delivery, it got me thinking as to, what else can we do with this? And I looked into photography, videography, and it's already being done. There's a lot of competition in that market. So I kept thinking about, what else can we do that would be safe to do and would obviously end up being profitable? Mm-hmm. And it hit me that advertising, which is a $400 billion industry in the United States, would be a perfect fit for this. It would provide a unique platform for advertising that would be eye-catching, and it was a perfect match in my mind.
So what do you envision with this, Raj Singh? Do you envision drones pulling banners, something like airplanes have done for years and years, or do you see something more?
The banners are just the start. So we're starting to do a lot of different things with these drones. So initially when we started April 29th, which was not too long ago, we had a 1 foot wide by 4 foot tall banner, and that was made out of fabric and what didn't work so well. But I needed to get the proof of concept out. So we've been developing every day. We have our R&D team come in and develop something new every day. It's just a matter of when it will become safe enough and cheap enough to use it in a business. So right now, it's been not even 3 months, and we have just launched our newest version, which is a new drone that is able to carry a 3 foot wide, 12 foot long banner. And that's the one that we were using in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly developing new things. A few of the things we have in our mind for the future are promotional giveaway droppings. So these drones could be at a grand opening of some sort, dropping promotional objects for your company. Obviously nothing too heavy, just something that would promote your company. So let's take, for example, if we were doing something for Coca-Cola, we could drop not Coke cans, but we could drop maybe little little stress balls with the Coca-Cola logo on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect of it. I mean, we're always trying to come up with new ways to use it for advertising promotional services.
Yeah.
So the other day we were at a concert and we were dropping glow sticks from these. And the crowd loved it because it's something new and they've never seen it before. And we loved it because our name was on the glow sticks.
Oh, so sure.
It was great.
Are you concerned the federal government will look to shut you down once the rules for drone flights have been developed?
Well, so right now there are no rules. It's ridiculous that the rules are so far behind. I understand that technology is moving at a super fast rate, but there's got to be some way for the government to keep up with it. And just outlawing technology as a whole is not the answer. That is, first of all, it's not going to keep well with the public. Secondly, it's just not practical. The United States has been known for its advancement of technology. And are we really going to sit by and watch China, Russia, and these other countries use drone technology or any type of technology for that matter and supersede our technology? I do not think that's the way it should happen. So right now there are no regulations in place that are enforceable. They have policies saying, you got to fly 400 feet, below 400 feet from ground level. You have to fly 5 miles away from airports. Certain different guidelines like that. And, for us, it doesn't make sense for us to fly that high. We fly at about between 25 and 40 feet, depending on the size of the banner, because obviously we want people to see the drone. People that are using it for videography and photography obviously fly a little higher, and that's a totally different issue.
Yeah. At the same time, Raj, the advertising drone took flight over the Strip. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, that flight was illegal. Have you heard from the FAA?
I have, and we're constantly talking with them, and seeing what we can do to develop regulations in the future that would be beneficial to the FAA as well as the commercial drone industry. I mean, after many discussions, we've concluded that that is false. It was not an illegal flight. There were no regulations being broken.
Wait a minute. Was this the FAA saying this, or was this just the study that you did afterward?
Out my legal team. So
your legal team.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm just an entrepreneur. I listen to my legal team for legal advice, and they are the ones that are saying that this is not illegal at this time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the FAA was to come out, you know, next week and say, okay, we're banning all commercial drone use and it's going to happen, then they would have to put it into a 30-day comment period. That 30-day comment period is when the public gets to vote on, I like this idea, it should be a law. I don't like this idea, it's ridiculous, it
right.
should not be a law.
Sure. You've said once regulations are in place, your company will comply with them. So what regulations would you like to see implemented?
I definitely would like to see some regulations in place, and I'll touch on that in a second.
Sure.
But if you look at the news today, you see people that are flying drones irresponsibly. You see people that are doing it for hobby use and just going just for fun, flying at 3,000 feet in the air. Just last week, there was an incident where a hobbyist was flying a drone over the George Washington Bridge and almost crashed into an NYPD helicopter, which is obviously very irresponsible. I think the regulations that should be put in place should be stricter on these hobbyists and, you know, a little bit more forgiving with the commercial drone industry. Because, I mean, think about it. Have you heard of any incidents happening with a drone that was being used for commercial use? I have not up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the regulations that should be put in place should be something along the lines of what the guidelines are now. You know, you should not fly near an airport because that obviously has a lot of heavy air traffic. You should fly under a certain height and away from, a safe distance away from buildings. So, I mean, that does not mean that you should just outlaw drones in cities. I think as long as you're not, you know, let's say 10 or 15 feet close to a building, that should be fine. These devices are very advanced in terms of their technology. There are fail safes in place that could, you know, prevent an incident from happening.
Now, at the same time, though, aren't government regulations likely to limit the number of drones flying up and down the strip and other places where your advertisers will want to advertise?
I'm sure that we will see that in the future. There aren't any right now, but we're working with the FAA right now to come up with a strategy that would allow people that are using responsibly, like DroneCast, to do the things that are obviously going to be done in the future. I mean, you look at movies from the past where they're talking about, oh, in 2020 they'll be flying cars, flying billboards, and all this stuff. We're making that happen. You're seeing it happen right now. So I mean, this day is bound to come where the government sees one thing and the entrepreneurs see one thing. But we're trying to change that. So we're working with the government to see how we can make the future happen, but safely.
So, Raj Singh, will drones someday replace the Goodyear blimp, providing aerial camera shots at, say, sporting events?
A lot sooner than you think. it's, in my opinion, a lot safer to fly these than a blimp. A blimp needs, well, first of all, a blimp needs gasoline, and it's not eco-friendly. Our drones, at least, run on batteries, so it's a lot more eco-friendly than flying airplanes and blimps. It's also a lot safer because it's got a lot more fail-safes. In an airplane or a blimp, it's all up to the pilot. In a drone or some other unmanned aerial vehicle, you have a lot of other technology that can kick in case the pilot, you know, is losing control or something else is happening.
Raj Singh is founder of DroneCast. Raj Singh, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.